How's it going? Sup, guys?
Shooters.
No,
I was saying.
Now I'm thinking of Happy Gilmore.
I saw that movie like once. I don't know. You know, I see movies and I don't remember things, girl. Anyway, welcome to another episode of Hoot and Holla Podcast.
Yay.
Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate all of our viewers.
Yes.
But we want to send a special shout out today to
Sierra.
What's up, Sierra? Let me tell you what Sierra did for us. She blessed.
We will post pictures.
She blessed us today with a wonderful.
With heavenly goodies.
Heavenly goodies. And they were delicious.
Sierra's sweets and eats.
Yeah. Her name is Sierra Logan. And you can find her on Facebook as Sierra's Sweets and Eats, okay? And she said, I don't have to say this, but I'm going to say it. It's she the best thing since sliced bread, for real.
Uh-huh.
She made some red velvet cookies because Whitney told her that I like red velvet cake, and that is not a lie. But you know what? She had something else in that box that was even better. I think it was like
apple cobbler cookie.
Oh my goodness. It had the apples right on top with the drizzle. Oh my goodness.
Mm.
Girl, if you don't do nothing else with your life, you did that.
And there are none here?
No, no.
Because they're all here.
in a heart.
Yes.
We'll post pictures of what it looked like before we consumed them. But we want to give her a shout out. She's also a fan of the podcast. And she was like, I'm going to send y'all some treats. And we said, come on, send them. Let us not block our blessings. Uh-huh. Send those.
And like she said, it's more convenient than Bucky's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nathan.
I mean, Bucky's is still good. Don't get me wrong. The Beaver Nuggets are still a great place in my heart. But I can't get to that.
Yeah.
But guess what I can get to?
Sierra
Sweets and Eats. And so can you if you live in the North Mississippi area. You know, check her out on Facebook.
Yep.
And, you know, drop her a line, say, hey, Hoot and Holla said, I need to try you. Because you do.
Maybe
do
she
something with your life and try Sierra Sweets and Eats.
We should have talked to her about a discount for people saying, hey, I heard about you on Hoot and Holla.
You know, there may be a discount, but we're not going to say that.
We're not going
to
say that.
We ain't talked to her yet.
You talked to her about
it.
Tell her we sent you.
I tell you what. Tell her that you heard about her on here, and she'll hook you up.
However,
now how she hooks you up,
we
ain't
don't
got
know.
Nothing to do with us. It's not our business. Look, we have our own businesses, so we're not gonna make no promises that she's not gonna keep. Okay, because she didn't tell us that. But shout out to Sierra. We appreciate the sweets and the eats. anytime you want to bless us like that again, our doors are always open.
Always. Our doors and our hearts.
Yeah. So we got another fun episode. Hopefully this brings you joy, light, and then most importantly, laughs.
Like and subscribe.
If you're on Facebook, Instagram, and if you're on YouTube, you can find us at Hoot and Holla TV.
Likewise.
At Hoot and Holla TV. And I'll put it on the screen. Make sure you comment, subscribe, like, share with your friends, share with your neighbor, share with your coworker, share with your pastor. I told you that. You can show it with your pastor. Just say, Pastor, these are not my views, but they funny. you know, share it with the people around you. That helps us to spread more joy and laughter around the world. We looked at a few stats. It was pretty cool to see that we have a listener all the way in... Was it South Korea?
I think it was South Korea.
Yeah, South Korea. Who knew? Appreciate that.
Yeah, that
whoever
was really
you
cool.
are, we appreciate your support.
Several.
We've had people in California.
Several out in California,
Florida, Nashville.
Yeah.
Here in the local area. We were like...
Blown away.
Because
we thought it was all like friends and family.
Yeah. We've told friends and families, and of course we know they're watching, but we had no idea that... this spread all the way to the West Coast and all the way into, you know, South Korea. Never would imagine that. So we were very happy to hear that. It made us excited and it boosted us up to want to, you know, continue this on. So I'm glad that everybody's enjoying it so far. We've had constructive criticism about things. So have you noticed in the last episode, we didn't quite do as laughing as much. We're trying to give you more content so you can actually laugh. It's difficult, y'all, because we crack each other up all the time.
Very difficult.
But we definitely are trying. So, you know, we appreciate, you know, anything that's going to help make this better and make you enjoy it more. We're going to do it. So we appreciate the ones that did give us comments and, you know, just, you know, some pointers or ideas of things. Yeah. So we really do appreciate y'all.
We saw a lot more comments and shares and that kind of thing. We got a few subscribers.
I want to shout out my boy Andy B.
Yeah.
This episode is for comment. Andy and everybody that I work with at Sears, because today's episode you're going to love, because I have some stories.
We're talking about work.
They can witness probably 90% of it, if not all of what I'm saying.
And we're going to have photographic evidence.
Yeah, I have a lot of this that we're going to post that goes along with today's episode. I probably have more retail stories.
It's Candace story time today.
Yeah, it's Candace story time. Whitney was kind of the storyteller the last one, but I was waiting on this episode.
We've been talking about this since the beginning.
I have some stories. When you work in a big box retailer like Sears and you work in a mall, you see things. You see a lot of things. But I know we work at a small business print shop now, but it ain't lacking in stories,
man.
We had a doozy this week. I found out
that like four planets or five planets are in retrograde. That's why we've had crazy all week.
That makes sense.
We have had,
turn your mic a little bit,
we have had nuts all week.
Yeah but it's one that takes the cake, and I'm
disclaimer.
I'm so glad that I know the Lord. Because
disclaimer, we are not mocking the mentally handicapped. We do not take the word crazy lightly.
Y'all.
But hear us out.
It took everything in me,
man,
not to snap on this woman, because she was doing entirely too much.
Too much.
She was doing entirely too much. Okay.
Our boss talked to her first. And we could tell by the conversation on the phone that he was like, man, this woman's crazy. And we're like, well, we gonna let you deal with her. Well, she calls back and I pick up the phone and then I had to deal with her.
Right. And then she makes a physical appearance and then I had to deal with her. I was like,
oh my gosh.
Like, this is just getting better and better by the moment, guys.
And she's already, from what I can tell, it's like a one woman show, and she's wanting us to print a DVD and CD case and the little round label on the CD and or DVD.
So we thought.
Yes.
Because when she came in and I'm explaining to her, I said, okay, well, the artwork you gave us will work for the DVD cover, outside cover, but it has to be smaller to work for a CD. And she's like, oh, okay. Oh, I said, okay, I thought they were the same thing. No, ma'am, it's a little bit smaller. All right, well, I want to change this picture here, ma'am. Okay, well, what you sent with for us to use, we got to redesign this whole thing. Oh, okay.
And she don't want to pay for that, by the way.
She's like, okay, let me, okay, you said something right there. Let me think about it.
You said something.
Okay. Okay, all right. Had other customers in because anytime either one of us go to lunch, everybody shows up at the same time.
Yep.
I guess they're synchronizing their watches in the parking lot.
They are. They're waiting. She's gone.
So I was in there by myself, and I'm like, you're taking up so much time for something that shouldn't take time. The only reason she was there is because our boss had told her that she needed to come by and bring a case so we make sure that it fits, because we don't want to print it and then it doesn't work, okay?
And he also conveniently disappeared right after he told her to come.
Right. And then I don't think he expected her to show up that day. I was hoping she didn't show up that day, because I was like, I want him to deal with her, because he had talked to her. She seems like she's going to be
rocker.
Be a little much. So so I'm telling her, she said, well, look up this place. And I said, okay, well, how do you spell it? And she spelled it, which was wrong. But I look it up and she's like, Yeah, call him up. Excuse me?
Ma'am.
So I politely wrote it down, the number, and slid it to her and said, okay, here's their number. Just tell them. I said, you're their customers. I don't need to be calling them. That you're their customer. They're going to look at me like I'm crazy if I call. And I said, you need to call them and
ask for your artwork
because you've paid for it and send it to us. Tell them we need the original file so we can do the changes you want to make. Okay. So then she moved on. And she was like, well, I got pictures in my email. And she had already told Whitney that she had pictures in her email.
And gave me her password.
Gave her the password to the email and everything.
And told us to go through it.
And go through it. I'm like, what are you going through your email? We're not doing that. That's privacy and all kinds of things. We don't need to be in this woman's email.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, so she's like, go to my email. So even though I didn't want to, I went to her email, logged in. And she's like, the pictures in there. I said, well, who did they come from? I don't know. They in there. Look at my sent folder. I said, okay. I scroll down and at this point I'm like, I'm trying to get you out of here so I can go do other things. So I get to the first like thing that had some pictures in it. So I clicked it and it was like 6 pictures and I click each one and she said, oh, okay. I might want to do that one. Okay.
Oh, that was so cute.
And then she moved to the next one. Oh, I might want to do that one. I was like, you might want to make a decision because I need to know what you want to do. And so I said, well, that's all that is. Well, no, that's way more pictures than that. I got a whole bunch of pictures. I said, but you don't know where they came from or who sent them. Yeah, because they've been a long time ago. Okay, well, I can't. I said, you got to help me. I said, I can't be going through your email like this. I said, if you find the picture, email it to us, and we'll be glad to change it out once we get the artwork or whatever. And I said, I got the 2 pictures you said you might want to use. Well, let me see them. Okay, so I go to those, and she's like, well, no, I want the one where I got the whole outfit on, the whole suit. So I go back, and I said, well, this is the only one I got. No, I got way more pictures in there. Look in that folder under it. I said, archive? Yeah. Looking at nothing in there that remotely close to what she's looking for. It's all spam, looks to be. But anyway, and so then she was like, well, okay. So I at this point I have frustrated her because mm-hmm. I didn't make the phone call she wanted me to make. I didn't go through all up and through her email
and listen to all of her stories and all of this. All the pictures.
So I've already told her that I could not use what we have and change out that picture like she wants. She's got to get the original artwork from whoever created it. So when Whitney comes in from lunch, this is what really got my blood boiling. I'm already frustrated because it's like you are taking up time that I do not have because I have several orders that are got to be picked up today.
Yep.
I mean, this is...
And I walked in and I did not recognize her at first. And then I recognized her from the pictures I had seen earlier in the day. And then you had your back to her because you were doing something making a copy of a flipping t-shirt she brought in.
I forgot about that.
That's what you were doing.
I forgot about that. I'm glad you said it because I showed you about that craziness. So so after we get away from the computer and the email situation, she brings out a t-shirt out of the bag. And she's like, can you make a copy of this and laminate it of a t-shirt?
Like literally a copy of the t-shirt? Like what are we talking here?
No, I want this on one side and this on the side. I said, okay, well, I have to scan that in to put that on the front and one on the back. I said, but I can't do it today. Oh, well, never mind. Don't worry about it. So she's really frustrated now because I'm not getting anything that she wants done at that moment. So then she basically threw me through a loop because she got smart on me. Mm. And she was like, she pulled out a piece of paper that had the front of the t-shirt already printed out. And she was like, well, can you just make a copy of the back and on a regular piece of paper? And can you do that? I can do that.
Yeah.
So I made about four or five copies trying to get this thing the size, which she had didn't give me. She just said, put it on 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. And that's what it did. But after doing that, she was like, well, I need to get it down closer to this size. So I had to do that 3 or 4 times, right? So while that's going on, Whitney comes in. And
I come in and I run to the back and get a water out of the fridge. And I come back because I'm trying to ignore her because I recognized her by the hair. I'm like, this is this crazy woman that I talked to earlier who was telling her entire life story. And while I was just asking her, like, what do you want your artwork to look like? She was like, oh, it's a story about Oh, I can't say that. I probably don't need to say the name of it. But it's so funny, and this is what it's about. Isn't that funny? And I'm like, yes, ma'am. So what would you like on the front of the CD? And she's like, and then this happens. And so, like, I knew she was crazy, and I'm like, I'm not dealing with this.
And she also said it took her 3 hours to get one pose.
Yes, three hours to get the pose on the front of it.
That conveyed...
love and joy. And laughter.
Yeah.
And romance. All in one pose.
It's like 3 hours?
Really?
Okay.
But anyway, so I finally come back up to the front, and I'm kind of trying to ignore, like, not making eye contact. You know, that's my thing.
He was trying to get out of there.
That's my thing. Like, if I don't want crazy to come at me, I don't make eye contact. That's my thing. So I wasn't making eye contact.
I hear you. I wish I couldn't make eye contact, but I was there.
She finally, she goes, excuse me. I'm like, yes, ma'am. And she said, could you create a Word document like this case, this artwork that I could edit? I said, no, ma'am. We don't work with Word. There's no way to create that in Word and make it look like that. And if we did, it would just be us taking a picture and dropping it into Word for you to open up. Like, there's no way. It's just a flattened image. Okay, well, I was just wondering. And I saw Candace, like, turn around and cut her eyes like, this heifer.
Because she's trying to go around what I've already told her we could not do. And I guess she didn't believe me or think I was just trying to get out, which I was trying to get her on out the door, but that wasn't the point. It was still the truth, what I was telling her. It's like, we can't do it this way. This is not how this works. So I'm making like 3 or 4 copies of this back of this t-shirt.
Oh my gosh, bless
you. And then she was like, okay, yeah, that's going to work. Let me have a pair of scissors, all right? I get her a pair of scissors. She cuts it out. And she said, okay, laminate these. I'm like... Okay, I laminated. I said, it'll be $4. $4? I said, yes, ma'am. The lamination is $1.50. I said, and then all these copies. Well, I only got one copy. I said, and this is not exaggeration. This is exactly how I said. She was going on and on. I was like, with my eyes closed, I was like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Just
give me the $2. It's fine. Don't worry about
just
it.
Just leave.
She said, okay. Because at this point, I'm like, I'm trying not to go off on you because I'm trying to be nice to you because I've been in customer service and I know we all get frustrated with people and I try not to take that out on the person and I try to be professional as possible. But I have had to bite my tongue and grit my teeth.
A few times.
A lot. And that day was one of those days. And then she was like, okay, well, y'all have a blessed day. All right. Now this, that, and the other. I was like,
okay, it's like, and then.
Yes, there's more, guys.
And then. So about maybe an hour passes.
Maybe an hour.
And she comes back in and we're like, what does she want? And I could see Candace purposely making her way to the back.
No, she called before that. Didn't she call before that? About the focused energy?
No, it was after that.
It was after that? Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, so she comes back in.
So she comes back in. And
Tony's there by that time.
I'm sitting there at my desk and she comes in and she's like, because every time she walks in, she does this weird laugh thing. Like,
yeah.
I think the store has arrived.
I think she has a... I really think she has a crush on the boss.
The owner. Maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So she's like, excuse me. And I'm like, yes, ma'am. Can you make me a t-shirt? I said, well... We only do quantities of like 35 and more. So we don't just have one t-shirt that we can do for you. And I recommended another place that she should go to. She leans over the counter and she goes, uh-huh. Her little, uh-huh. She goes, I'm his customer. I don't think he would mind me having a t-shirt. And I'm like, you have spent $2 in this place.
I said, only $2. This is your first time being in there. You've only spent $2, a whole 8 quarters.
And I was like, I said, we don't just have t-shirts lying here. I would give you one if we had one, but I promise you we do not have one here. And she's like, I'm his customer. And just then, Tony walks up, and I'm like, hey, Tony, this is Miss So-and-so. And he's like, oh, hey. I said, she wants to know if she can have a T-shirt. And then I just let him do it.
The end of it is she didn't get a T-shirt because we don't have them. We don't stock them. We take the order as we get them, and we order what we need, and we don't order extras, and we don't stock them. But she was just like when I told her about the artwork and stuff, she thought we were lying. She didn't believe it. It's like, no, that is not right. I'm his customer. He will give me a T-shirt. It's like, we can't create T-shirts that we don't have.
And then
she comes in. What was it? The next day
she came in.
Yeah, it was the next day. Yes,
okay.
It was the next day because
that was Thursday, and then she came in Friday.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
But she called either Friday morning or Thursday evening and talked to you.
No. The thing about the T-shirt, it was the same day. That was on Thursday. She had called, and she was like, What focused energy would you put on that T-shirt other than what's on there?
And you're like, what? What focused energy? Do you mean what other ideas do you have?
What? Excuse me?
She talks in riddles.
I don't know what you mean, ma'am. Yeah, what else would you put on the back of that T-shirt other than what's on it right now? Ma'am, I can't do that for you. I can't tell you what to put on it. I said, this is your baby. I said, you don't want me naming your baby. Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm like,
so the rest of that day and the next day, it was like, what kind of focused energy would you put on this card?
Yeah, the next day, her and TB, they handled that.
Oh, my gosh. She was
killing me. I stayed out of the way. And she asked the same question about the artwork. And he told her the same thing about the artwork, is that we got to have the file or we'll have to recreate it.
The worst part, though, is when she came in, we had a couple customers we dealt with, and we had told him, that's the crazy lady. Get up there. Mm-hmm. We're not dealing with her. Go. He's like, I got this. And so he goes up there, and this crazy lady, he sits at my desk, and she's on the side of the counter. And he goes, can I help you? And she goes, oh, Tony. And we're like, what was that?
What? I was in the back because I was doing something else. I was like,
and he's just looking at her like,
what's going on up at the front?
I know. He's just looking at her like she's crazy, and he goes, yeah, can I help you? And she's like, I don't even know what she said because I had to walk away because I was just like, oh my gosh. But the whole time they were having a conversation, it's like she thought she could flirt with him and get her way. Like, she thinks she is the star of this show.
I think she thought she could get more done and out of him because she initially talked to him than anybody else. Because she acted like you were stupid when you were talking about the email.
I know. She acted like I was nuts.
I don't think she thinks we are capable of getting anything done for her but him. But anyway, but we'll probably have to deal with her on tomorrow because...
Y'all pray for us.
Because she's going to be back because she sent us another file or had somebody send us another file and it ain't
and
right.
And she's now our customer.
Yeah. That's one customer I wish they would have kept over there. Yeah. She was sent over there by another print shop and I'm like, y'all could have kept that one.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Don't send no more.
We had quite a few this week, but that one definitely took the cake,
the icing, and the cherry on top.
Oh, my gosh.
It was everything.
I wish.
But I wish I could say that's the craziest story I have working at any place, because it is not.
Yeah.
I told you, if you're working in a big box retailer and you're in the mall, you see some things. Man, I had to write a whole note about it.
I have worked. So I guess a print shop is the most I've dealt with the public necessarily. I worked at call centers, and I dealt with some crazy at call centers.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah. You get hung up at the call center.
It's a little different than being in person. And then I worked at Walmart, but I was in the bakery most of the time. Uh-huh. So I only had to deal with the public like when I was putting stuff out on the shelf.
I told y'all I got stories and I got pictures for some of these stories.
That we will be posting.
So I'm going to tell the story and Winnie's going to chime in as I tell it. So there was one time there was always somebody trying to steal out of Sears.
I bet.
Especially when you're in the mall and you're on the end, you got to exit out to the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't exit and go into the mall area. You exit out into the parking lot. So people always try to steal out of there because they think they can get a easier getaway.
Yeah.
Which some, yeah, a lot of times that did happen. So this one guy comes in and he's got half his body's in a cast.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, he's got the arm thing with the piece
the
that
little
holds it up.
Stand.
Yeah. So he's got this in his leg and he's dragging that leg. And I'm like, what's going on with this guy? I'm thinking to myself, but he initiates a conversation, say, yeah, got thrown off a bull. Oh, okay.
That'll do it. Was it all mechanical?
Right. From the looks of it, I think that was a real bull. I don't think it was mechanical. But so when he said that, it was like, I didn't ask you that. So you volunteered mm-hmm. information. So as you work in retail, you kind of yeah. pick up on certain things. So I immediately picked up like, he finna try something.
Yeah.
This man goes down to the tools. Okay. And picks up a heavy tool set. And is dragging it up to the front to try to steal it.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Where was he hiding it? Where was
hey,
he?
Listen,
he was just dragging
was
it.
Just dragging it. Remember, body cast.
And they're
right?
like,
he's dragging this other thing because it's heavy, and he's dragging this tool set up to the front where he just walked past us, and he's trying to steal it.
He's just
and I'm like, seriously, dude.
So you're watching him, and he's just slowly making his yeah. way out of the building.
It's like letting a kid get a head start knowing you're gonna be.
And he's like, they won't tackle me if I'm in a cast.
Like, yes, we will. The other half of your body will be in there. The other half of your body.
Well, what happened?
He didn't get out. He got caught. Obviously.
Well,
like, you can't run for it. You can't. So he basically just he laid it down and act like he was trying to get it up there to check out or whatever. And he walked out. So anyway, just craziness. Then as far as thievery, so our LP, loss prevention, manager at the time was a guy.
Yeah.
And so because it was a woman that we was looking at, or that they were looking at, stealing out of the store, they always get a female associate to be in there with them.
Yeah.
You know, for obvious reasons, because
yeah.
you know, there won't be nobody saying anything. And
yeah.
they always have two people in there anyway, but they like to have a woman in there, especially when it is a woman.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that nothing yeah. goes left.
He touched me.
Yeah,
yeah,
none
of that stuff.
So we waited for the police to get there, and she had to go to the bathroom. Well, all the officers were male, but they was waiting on a female officer to pat her down. So she had to go to the bathroom. So an officer escorted me and her to the bathroom. He stayed outside the door. I went in with her.
Yeah.
So I'm not paying attention to what this girl doing. It ain't my business, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just here to escort. She dropped something, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't care. It didn't matter to me. She dropped something. So she picks it up off the floor or whatever. She, you know, washes her hand, and we leave out. I later on found out what she dropped.
What?
She had drugs. She had drugs in her bra. That's what fell.
Oh,
and instead
my gosh.
Of her flushing it, she put it back.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're patting her down. They're like, you got to be kidding me.
She could. Oh my gosh!
They're like, you got to be kidding
oh,
me!
Oh, the world's
like,
dumbest criminals.
I'm like, what the hell's going on?
All she had to do was
she
had the opportunity.
Like, she got drugs on us. Like, oh. I'm like,
oh my gosh!
I wouldn't have told nobody because I don't care. Flush it. What you want? I think I'm gonna go outside and say, well, she flushed drugs back there at stall 3.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that.
Like, oh my gosh!
I'm over here to make sure the girl used the bathroom, and I think she went in there so she could probably move them or reposition the drugs. I don't think she really had to be.
I swear.
But then she didn't even flush. I'm like,
this was your
I guess she wanted to hold on to
she
it.
She thought they won't find
she's
it.
She's like, I just paid good money for this. I'm not.
Yeah,
gonna
I know.
I'm not gonna let them keep this. I'm just gonna move it here. They'll never look here. And this guy's they're never touching me.
Oh
it's
my
like,
gosh!
A female officer's coming. Woman, flush it.
Oh my gosh, what an idiot!
Yeah, smart criminals.
Oh my
I mean,
gosh.
We had people to come in And at the time, there was one part of the store that was kind of like the store's blind side. What I mean by that is usually there weren't a lot of people down that way far as associates. Mm-hmm. And it was close to the door. And they would come in and just clean off a whole jean table in the men's section and run out the door.
Oh, my gosh.
They would all the time. And then we changed that door to be emergency only. And then the mall was like, well, no, you can't have that as an emergency exit. It has to be a regular exit. So they had to take it back off. And oh they did gosh. It again. I'm like, man, I said, this stuff is getting crazy. I would have had a song. We're not, if you work in retail, you know this, you're not supposed to engage in, you know, with somebody that's if trying to steal or whatever.
You're not supposed to, like, stop them.
But we had one associate.
Oh, no.
I won't say his name, but if you work there, you know who I'm talking about. He football tackled this guy in the parking lot.
Oh.
But the reason he did it was not that just he was trying to be a hero or nothing like that. He was working with some customers, a husband and wife. And the guy stole something in the tool section. And he ran in the tool section, you can take a straight run and you can go straight through the middle of the store all the way to the other door. So he stole it. And he took off. And when he took off and come through appliances, he almost knocked this woman down, this man's wife down. And he's dealing with him. So he took out behind him.
He's like, how dare you?
Along with the husband.
Oh.
And they both tackled this man out in the parking lot.
I was like,
man. But that's the reason he did it, because he's like, he almost knocked this dude over. And probably if he hadn't went after him, that husband was probably going to kill that man. It's like, you don't come through here.
That is
not,
serious.
Not now, my wife.
Man, even if he didn't get a sale, that dude would have got a tip.
Okay, all right. I don't know if he got a sale or not.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of sale. Of sale. So 2 years ago, our neighbors next door, which are not our neighbors right now, they recently moved.
At work.
They're
a hearing
aid. Shout out to Stephanie and Caleb, if you're watching.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, we miss y'all.
We miss you a lot.
We had to get caught up on all the activities that go on around there. Hope to see y'all real soon. I know Stephanie watches. I don't know about Caleb, so appreciate y'all.
We need to tell Caleb about it.
Yeah. Stephanie, if you ain't told him, tell the man.
Do your job.
He likes entertainment.
He does.
He likes us, I think.
He loves us.
But we're sitting there. It worked, just minding our business. Oh,
this is my birthday, by the way.
Yeah,
so
it was on my birthday.
I'm wearing, like, a crown and stuff.
We're sitting there, and all of I heard of a sudden, I said, boom. I said.
And the whole.
And Winnie's like, what happened?
It was almost like an earthquake. Like, the whole building. Yeah. You felt the whole building. And we were like.
And it was loud.
The world?
And Winnie was like, what's going on? And I said, without even knowing, I was like, somebody just hit this building.
And I was like, no.
We go outside, and sure enough.
Oh, my gosh.
An older lady had ran right through the front glass of our neighbors next door.
And had just tipped the edge of our wall.
And she had put the table had pushed into the wall that joins us, which kind of pushed our wall out a little bit.
And
bowed
cracked.
Out and cracked
around
our.
Around the edges.
Yeah, cracked the drywall. And she just bags out.
And parts.
Which you're not supposed to do, because anything could have failed.
Yeah.
Structurally could have been, you know, but the structure was fine, luckily.
But we just heard like this crazy noise.
She just bagged down and she just started sweeping glass off her car.
Only off her. She wasn't saying anything to anybody. No, she was just like, she backed up back over the little concrete curb blocker thing.
Yeah, that's just supposed
boom,
to prevent
boom,
you.
Boom.
I mean, she's jumped
and
off
it's
all that.
Just parked back in the handicap space, and we're like,
what? But get this.
We helped Stephanie and Caleb clean up, because we're like, this is insanity. Because the glass had spread all the way in front of our store in these huge chunks.
Glass.
And we didn't want any customers to get hurt. And that's like geriatric row. There's urgent care. There's a tooth doctor. I like how I was going to say that.
A dentist.
There's, you know, Stephanie and them are hearing aid and stuff. And then there's us, a random print shop over there.
Right.
And So we're like, some of these old people are going to get hurt because we are right there at the handicap ramp.
Right.
Everything else, there's not a handicap ramp. So we're like, we got to clean this up. So we were helping them clean up, sweep up probably, what, 2-3 hours worth of dumping.
Well, we had to go back inside and work, but we helped them for probably a good 30-45 minutes. And then we left them with the trash can and the broom and stuff that we had.
Man.
And let them out there clean that up. But the woman, after all said and done, she still wanted to have her hearing test. So they still did her hearing test after she done cleared out the whole front of the
she
building.
She was still sitting there. They had called the cops, and the cops are like, well, it's private property. We can't do anything. Right. We're like, really? But anyway, they had already been calling the landlord and talking to them about how to get it fixed. And the old woman's still sitting there, and we're like, is there anybody we should call for you? And she told Stephanie, she's like, no, you don't need to call anybody. And apparently this had happened already recently. She had done this somewhere else. And we're like, this woman should not be on the road. And she went and sat out in her car for a while. And after Stephanie and them had cleaned up a good bit, she had come up to her and was like, well, and Stephanie's like, what? Well, I still expect my hearing test. And she's like, what?
So they went on and
ma'am?
They went on and did the hearing test. I said, man.
Sassy old lady.
I think I would have just left.
You just destroyed our building and you want your hearing test.
Because hearing is more important than vision.
Apparently. Man, that was a wild day. I was like, man,
that was a wild day.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and TB wasn't there, and I called him. I said, man, you ain't going to believe this.
We
somebody ran through the front glass. He's like, what? Are you kidding me? I'm like, we can't make this up. There's so much that goes on over there in that little shopping center.
Man, you remember the truck on fire?
Truck. Well, there was two vehicles
that have been on fire.
That got caught on fire in the front.
Yeah.
What else has happened? The dumpster in the back got caught on fire.
That was in 2020. That was on point. Dumpster fire.
Recently, there was a truck that was on fire at the truck stop down the hill.
It's been some crazy stuff, man. Man, the one out front, that one fire cracked me up. Because the guy had gone in, we're next to Home Depot too. So the guy had gone in Home Depot and he had parked his truck near the end of the parking lot down there. And you could tell it was because he didn't want anybody to mess with it.
Yeah.
And our boss comes in, he goes, man, there's a truck on fire out there. And we're like, what? So we go out there and the truck is engulfed.
Right.
And then
you hear pop.
Boom, boom. And it's the tires popping from the heat.
So we need backup now.
Yeah, we were recording it. People had called the fire department. They were on their way. You could hear them coming. And you could see this guy. He walks out of Home Depot and he makes it to about 30, 40 feet away from the truck. And you just see him go.
What else are you supposed to do? I mean, your truck's on fire. Like,
this poor guy, like, how does that even happen?
You can't pull it to safety. There's nothing else to do.
He's just standing there with bags in his hands, like, I'm like, I'd be the same way, man.
Did I ever tell you that I sold a treadmill to a blind guy?
Oh. No, you did not.
Yeah,
I've not heard this story.
The most unusual sale I've ever had in my life. This guy, he had bought a treadmill and he had bought a warranty, and it was a replacement that he was in there looking at. And sure enough, he was 100% blind, and he was there to get a treadmill, and we tried him out. And I sold it to that man.
That is really cool when you think about it, but it's like, what?
I was like, this is unusual. This doesn't happen every day.
Yep. Now there are some cool things that happen that I like. And some of that is, like, I don't speak Spanish much. I can speak kind of the basics from high school, but like
I took Spanish 1 and 2 and I don't even have basics.
Really?
Yeah.
Man,
I did enough to pass the class.
Mm-hmm. Yep. we have a lot of Spanish speaking customers that come in. And it's really cool because I can hear them and I understand mostly what they're saying. I wish I could speak it better. I want to learn Spanish. And we have some deaf customers that come in.
Yeah.
And it's cool because, like, I've gotten to know him. His name is Junior. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to know him well enough that I understand what he's saying, even though I don't speak the sign language.
Right.
Like, we can have a whole conversation.
Yeah.
Kind of like he told me his knee hurt, how he hurt his knee. And then he told me it would be his first trip on an airplane and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, he told me this. And you're like, he did what? And I'm like, okay, so he didn't tell me. But I understood it. And you're like, are you sure? Either that or I just made up a whole story and his life is really more interesting than it actually is. But those kind of things are cool. But then we've had weird stuff happen. I had that dude in the RV that tried to get me to be his RV wife.
I think you should have took that deal.
Oh, it was a sweet deal.
He has a sweet RV too.
He was like a contractor in Alabama. And he kept coming in the shop there for a while. And Candace is notoriously late for work.
I don't like how you just be talking about business.
So she was late almost every time he came in there. I don't think she ever actually saw him. But he would come in there like at 8 every morning on the dot. He'd be waiting. Mm-hmm. And he would try to flirt. And it was so funny because he'd be like, I just had my hair like pulled back slightly in a barrette or whatever. And he'd be like, that's a nice braid. I like your braid. So, you married? You know, he'd just ask me weird stuff. And he'd try to flirt, and it was so awkward. And one time he was like, yeah, I got my wife back home, and I had a woman I took around with me in my RV. Mm. And, we broke up, and, you like to travel? you could be my RV wife. Mm. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's how this works.
That's nice. Your total will be 1812. Thank you. Have a good day.
I think that was a sweet deal. I don't know why you turned
it down. I could have. I mean, he was only like, 70-ish. He could have died. I could have kept the RV. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the things that we've seen.
Yeah. I worked with a girl. It's another serious story. I think she was a cashier. She worked there a very short time, and I'll tell you why. She doesn't work there. I didn't work there anymore. So you only get a 30-minute lunch. And when you work in the mall, the food court is the most convenient. But a lot of times, by the time you walk down there, it's a good 10-minute walk. Yeah. By the time you get down there, get your food, if there's, and let's just assume you skipped all the lines and you walk back, your lunch is about over. Mm-hmm. So if you don't eat down there, when you walk back, you've got to like scuff it down.
Yeah.
If you get back there to the break room. Well, this girl decided that she wanted to go down Main Street and have lunch with her friends.
It takes 15 minutes to get to Main Street from the mall.
It does. And she had drinks and got drunk.
Oh.
Then she consumed a bunch of mouthwash. Like, that was just going to hide it.
Oh.
She no longer worked there after that. Yeah, because she was lit.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, what were you thinking? It takes 30 minutes by the time you get down there and you order. And I tell you what, this is something they ordered for you.
Yeah.
By the time you get down there, you have good 10 minutes, really. Not, you don't even have 10 minutes because if you're going to make it back on time. She took like an hour and some lunch.
Oh, wow.
Well, it was supposed to be 30 minutes.
She didn't want that job.
She did not want that job, and it showed it.
She did not care.
I was like, you all have been here a week, and it can't be that stressful. You just got to go have a drink.
I know.
Can't be that bad. All they want you to do is get a couple credit applications, man, and ring up some people. Come on now.
I swear. Some people, I don't know how they function. I swear.
This woman, I'll never forget this because it's like karma when I say that everybody needs to work in retail. From why this store right here made it all worth it.
Did it?
Okay, so because Sears and this company called Lands End, they're one company. Lands End was their catalog company, and a lot of people would order the stuff on there, and we got more returns, and people probably kept. But they could return that catalog stuff there at the store, get their credit, and go on. They don't have to send it back. We send it for them. So this woman had a Lands End return. She comes in, we do the return or whatever. Well, she wanted her shipping back or something. I don't know if it was shipping or it was something that she wanted back, a dollar amount that she wanted back that we didn't give her.
Yeah.
And she was very adamant. It's like, we don't do that. No, I want all my money back. Oh, okay. All right. I call the manager and they come up there and they was like, okay, we'll take care of you. We'll take care of you. When it was all said and done, when they got done with the return, do you know what the difference was?
23 cents.
A penny.
Oh, my gosh.
We opened the register and tried to hand it to her. She didn't even want it.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like,
oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Sucker.
The Lord looked out for me on it. That was hilarious. She was so embarrassed that she had made such a big deal and basically made a fool of herself for a whole penny.
A whole penny. I would have.
And she just walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was like, don't be prideful now.
No.
Get your penny, girl. What you doing?
You fought for it.
You fought for you that penny. You get your penny. That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, man, it's crazy stuff. Also, another thing that being in management, you see a bunch of applications. And these are some things that are just funny in my spirit. And not a lot of people have seen these, but I saw them and I had to take a picture of them because it was hilarious. And I'll post these, but I'll mark out all personal information. But these were all like Fred's applications. So somebody, they had a space on there for availability. And they had like blocks for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then it has from and to. So you can put from 8 p.m. to 2 p.m. On Monday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday or whatever. They wrote any. I-N-N-Y.
Any. Not on, any, all but of it. Any.
Like, you sounded that out, baby.
At public education.
Man, at public school is something else, ain't it? Oh, you're going to love this one. This guy, he decided that they had a section on there that says expectations. What do you expect? It says rate. Expect.
Oh, gosh.
It had expectations.
I always hated that.
It had rate, then your location, then whether or not you want full or part-time, and then date availability.
Yeah.
And you write in what your rate that you expect to be paid and so on and so
far. I always hated that.
This man wrote on rate, he expected his rate to be high.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Not a dollar amount. He just wanted it to be high.
Just better
you
be high.
You picked the number.
It better be high.
Just let it be high. Now, he doesn't have this, but I hated this. People wanted a full-time job, but wanted to work four to nine every day.
Yeah.
Baby, that's not full-time. That's not how that works.
No. No.
Another thing is everybody's all of a sudden really religious.
Very religious.
I got to go to church on Sunday. I can't work Sundays.
Yeah, Sundays are my holy day.
Well, I'm the manager. I have to work Sundays. So guess what? You have to work Sundays. So somebody's got to check these people out on Sunday. You're going to rotate like everybody else.
You can
go
to church Sunday night.
Yeah. Go to early service.
Yeah.
Go to early service. This one I was kind of ashamed of, and my manager at the time, shout out to Justin, all the way in Arkansas. He made fun of me because this applicant said they went to my high school.
Oh.
I've never met the person. I don't know him. The name, he wasn't familiar to me. So I was like, I don't know what school they went to. But, yeah, our grading system wasn't like this. So on the application, it has like where you went to school, how many years did you complete? Did you graduate? Did you get obtain a diploma or degree? So they said the school that they went to, which is my school, the high school I went to. And then it says how many years completed? 12. And it says, did you graduate? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Diploma or degree? Certificate. And it asks for the GPA.
Oh.
Want to take a guess what the GPA was?
Oh.
Come on. You got it.
I'm going to guess it's a number that's not even on the scale.
It's not. It's 14.0.
Oh, that's a perfect score.
I don't understand how they just gave you a certificate at 14.0. They should have gave you a whole college degree for 14.0.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's worth some points there.
Yeah. That reminds me. Did I tell you about the person when I was a store manager? At Fred's, did I tell you about I was on vacation and they called me and told me that somebody was stealing out the store? I mean, just filled a bucket full of stuff, walked out the store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I get back and I review the footage. These people come in here a lot.
Oh.
These people came in here a lot. They come in there so much. One of them fill out an application. So I have all your personal information, where you live and everything on an application. You're easy to find.
Idiot.
So when I come back from vacation, guess who the first people I see that evening? Them.
Wow.
These two people.
They have testicles.
Mm-hmm. And they up there just shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And I say, hey, how y'all doing? We doing all right. I said, okay. When you was in here the other day, y'all took a buggy full of stuff. of my stuff and walked right out the front door. So we can do this one of two ways. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. Mm-hmm. I said, you can either leave now or I can have you escorted out.
Nice.
Your choice. Okay, we can. We'll leave. I said, I don't want to see you back in my store again.
Ooh.
Man, I was so shaking mad. I don't know. I was so shaking mad. I'm sitting there like this. I'm about to woo. Because it's like the audacity of you to come in
that
here.
Is.
Like, you didn't just walk out of here. Like, you're not a familiar face. Like, I've talked to these people. I have joked around with these people. Like, I know your face. You in here every other day.
That is ballsy.
Also at that store, there was a guy who would come in there. He'd been coming there before even I got there. Would come in there all the time. And they knew he was stealing, but they could never catch him. They could never, catch him.
I hate that.
So you can't do something to somebody that you never catch, right?
Yep.
So even while I was there, I would see him and try to keep track of him, try to find him, never was successful. This one particular day, I had took lunch. And I was sitting in my car. And he had been in the store. And he was at the back of his truck unloading this detergent. Stuff from automotive, just unloading.
And
so I took out my nice handy-dandy camera, and I recorded him unloading everything.
Man.
So I called the police, and I said, hey, this guy been stealing out my store. I have him on video unloading everything. So they came by, they looked at the footage, and said, okay, all right, next time he over here, you give us a call. I called as soon as I seen him. They stopped him and they approached him. And apparently, not only was he hitting us, he was hitting the Dollar General, too.
Oh.
But he had already been caught and thrown out of there.
Oh.
And he was coming there doing the same thing. And he was like, well, what about my medicine? It was like,
about your medicine?
I really don't care about your pharmacy medicines. You've been stealing out my store. I don't care if you get your medicine.
Oh, my gosh. Care.
Or where you get it from. And it's like, I said, he can get his medicine through the drive-through.
Yeah.
Not walking the store no more. And he was like, all right, that's what it is. So he, because they called him by name. When he got up, just like, I don't know what his name was. Like, John, you look, man, we know you, man. You need to quit. You need to quit this. And I don't know what the guy's name is, John. I can't remember what his name was. But he was like, John, you just got thrown out the Dollar General.
it's like come on, man.
We know you did it. You know you did it, man. You know I didn't do that. I know you know you did it. No, come back in the store. You're not allowed on the premises unless you come through drive-through to get your medicine.
Yeah,
I was like, the audacity of people. That ain't that crazy.
I don't understand it. I've never been the type to be able to steal from anything
stuff.
Like that. I remember my ex sister in law was married to a man who was like that. He was banned from several stores, Walmarts and stuff. But he was the type. I remember one time when she was visiting, I'd bought bacon at the time. Bacon was really expensive and we didn't buy it very often. And she was like, "Oh, it's been a long time since I've had bacon that wasn't in somebody's pants." And I'm like,
What?
She's like, every time he went to Walmart, he would steal bacon. He'd put them in his pants. And I'm like, what in the world?
Then did you start thinking like, all of the times I ate over there?
No, I never went over there. Thank God.
Good, because I'd be like, I ate over there last week.
I remember her comments like that. She's like, man, he was ballsy. She's like, he'd just walk out the front door with a big screen TV, and I'm like,
wow.
I don't know how people do it.
I can't have friends like that, because I sure slide you. So
I know, right?
If you gonna take that risk from me, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you.
Man, some of the tricks that they come up with.
Look, these criminals are smart.
I won't say who. I know people who have done this. I will not call them out, because at the time they were not themselves.
Yeah.
They would find a receipt in the parking lot.
Yep, we had that to happen.
And then they'd come in and they'd go in and get those items off the shelf and then come up to the front and act like, oh, I need to return these. And then they'd get the cash.
Right.
And that was how they survived.
And that's why when we would do returns at Fred's, we were told to destroy
them. We're not telling anyone how to steal from Walmart.
Yes, sorry.
They're on to that trick.
Yeah,
don't
they
try.
They know you're not doing it. So if you're doing it, you finna get caught.
Don't try.
But that's why they would have us to destroy stuff like vacuum cleaners like that. Let me tell you, after you've had a stressful day in retail, there was nothing better than taking those returns
and
busting them on the concrete and throwing them in the dumpster. Like, we had to cut the cord and stuff like that. So if they came back in and that cord was cut, we know what's going on.
What? What?
Yeah, we had to destroy a lot of stuff. Tell you what was worse than that is like working at Sears.
But why? Why destroy the returns?
Because if we didn't have it, because some returns you don't send back.
Okay.
You don't load it on the truck and send it back.
They're like, that might have electrical problems or.
Well, it's just certain items they don't want back.
Okay.
So you have to just basically zero it out, and then you have to destroy the merchandise because you don't want somebody to grab it. First of all, either go home and use it, and then they get electrocuted, shot, or whatever.
Yeah.
Secondly, because people still try to sue you, even though they went dumpster diving. But another thing was people would try to bring them back in and say, hey, I need to return this. It's not working no more.
Oh, they'd go get it out of the bag. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, man, I want to tear up some toasters. Yeah. I want to get a baseball bat, a hold of a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, we had this when I was store manager. Guy worked there that I hired, and he was slick. He was really slick. So, you know how most of the times the big bills are put on the bottom of the register.
Mm-hmm.
So he would put it on the bottom of the register, but he'll make sure that it stuck out because there's a little slot that you just slide it in. You don't even have to open the register to do it.
Yeah.
He made sure it stuck out just enough that when he turned his back, he'll slide it out.
Grab it.
And turn around and throw it in his pocket. I said, you slick.
Ooh.
You real slick. Yeah.
But then still the register would never come up, right? Like, how you expect to?
I know it. It wouldn't. And so it's easy to find. I mean, it was easy to find. Okay, we're off $20 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, 20 at a time, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because it was like only a certain amount you had to report.
Yeah.
Like, and say, hey, we were off by X amount of dollars. And if it was a big, significant amount, you had to report that to your DM. You had to put that in your reports. If it was under a certain amount, you didn't have to. I don't remember what the amount was. But anyway, you know, you didn't have to report it or whatever. But yeah, people try stuff. They real slick.
Man.
I'm
glad that I'm not in management.
Man, it's some stuff now. It's some stuff. Because people come to you and they be mad about everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't get their return and stuff like that. Oh, one guy, when I worked at Sears, wanted to return his lawnmower. So Sears had a policy at one time that it was just like everything else. You had like 90 days to return anything.
Big items,
lawnmowers, weed eaters. And what people were doing, they would go get a lawnmower or a weed eater or something at the beginning of the season, and they use it for the 90 days because that's all you got for the mowing season. And then they would return
it. Why have I not thought of this? want this super zero-turn mower.
Trick it out.
In June.
Put the backers.
And then in September, like, I just didn't like it.
Yeah, it didn't work.
It turned at like...
Belts run funny.
It turned at like 3 instead of 0. I didn't like it.
I didn't like that. No. It didn't make a full 360, like 359.
That is brilliant.
Yes, they would do that. So they changed the policy to go down to 30 days.
Yeah.
This guy had bought a lawnmower. And I'm not saying that's what he was doing, but it was outside of the return policy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what he was doing because he was legitimately trying to get it fixed or replaced.
Yeah.
So he had a legitimate issue with his mower.
Yeah.
But he was outside of the warranty period.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if he had it 31 days or it was 2 months, 2 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's like, this is a Craftsman mower.
Yeah.
I got it from y'all. It don't work. You need to fix it.
Y'all fix it.
And they're like, we can fix it, but it's going to cost you. That's not what we do. You know, this is outside of, you don't have no warranty, this and that. So this man wrote a wonderful, well-written letter with his name, his address, and telephone number attached to it at the top. And the letter reads.
Wait, where did he leave this letter?
I'm sorry. I left that part of the story. He pulls up to our package pickup, is where a customer would pick up like refrigerators, the big stuff, even lawnmowers, and they load them up there, whatever.
Yeah.
He pulled right up there. He pushed the lawnmower off, left it with this note on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because he had been in there about getting it fixed and he wasn't getting the answer he wanted. So this is what he says. This is what he wrote.
This is going to be poetic. I feel it.
Hear ye, hear ye. Repair or replace lawn tractor within 30 days or I will contact my attorney. Thank you.
Nice.
Yep.
Well.
He got a lawnmower fix.
Oh, I bet.
We don't want new problems. Fix that man lawnmower. Yeah, I was like, I had
respect.
I mean, you gotta respect it. He wanted to fix. I get it.
He said, "Y'all said you'd fix it. You're gonna honor that, or I'm gonna sue you." And they're like, "You know what? This $20 part and $30 worth of labor ain't worth all that."
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They'll fix it rather than going through that lawsuit or potential lawsuit. Yeah, it's like, man, go and put some blaze on that main board so we can go home by the life. It's a crazy. Oh man. Also, when I worked at the first Fred's I worked at, they had an infestation of mice. It was in an old Walmart, and it was attached to a grocery store. And we thought was thinking that it was coming from them, which there was like a hole in the wall or something like that could have easily came from them whatever. But that's the problem that we walked into when we started working there. Because my store manager and myself, we both came for Sears and went there. He became store manager, I became assistant. And so we was there at the same time. And it was bad, y'all.
That's gross.
It was bad. He wound up putting pure peppermint oil on cotton balls and putting it all throughout our stock room.
That's better than mothballs.
Yeah, because that the peppermint oil burns like their eyes and stuff, and so they'll stay out of those areas. So it eventually got better. But what's funny is she was just dating my cousin at the time, but she's his wife now. But she was working as a cashier, and I was off that day, and he know how I feel about mice and things of that nature. She was in the stock room, and them sun guns had got her in the corner, and she jumped in the She jumped in the shopping cart, and there was a phone in the back on the wall. She called it from the phone. "Hey, just I'm back here." She in the shopping cart because she was scared because the mice came cornered. He was telling me about it. He said, "You would have walked out the day. I sure would have. That'd been my last day. You ain't got to worry about where I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be at home because I'm not being here dealing with this. This is stress. This is stressful, and I ain't dealing with this, man."
It's like, I didn't sign up for this. I did not sign up for ninja mice.
Oh, it gets worse. So we, you know, mice, if they, or anything, any animal that dies has a stench.
Oh,
so
God.
We knew we were smelling a stench, but we never could find a dead mouse or anything like that. Never could find it. So there was a recall. Well, not a recall. They had a isolated incident at a particular warehouse with the rice, that there was something wrong with the rice. Like, they had meal moths or whatever in it. And they said, go check your rice, you know, pull it off shelf, look at it, make sure they're good, you know, pull off anything that is bad, and, you know, go on. I'm checking the rice. Okay, that looks good. No, that ain't bad. It ain't got no holes in it. We're good. I get to the bottom. I say, oh, Jesus. I found the mouse.
Oh.
And it was stuck to the shelf.
Oh, who got it? I wouldn't.
I had to. I was the only one
there.
So I was like, I put the rice right down. I had to walk away. I had to think about it.
You covered it back up.
What else going to do? Just leave this for the world.
Oh my gosh.
Feel, I'm okay. Like, oh my God.
I need a dustpan, rubber gloves, acid.
What am I going to do?
Bleach.
Garbage can. Think. What are you gonna do? So I was like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take like a dustpan. And,
see, I went dustpan.
You know,
dust
that pan. Kind of thing. And a garbage can, then I don't have to look at it.
Yeah.
I had to scrape that sucker off of that dang shit. It was horrible, y'all. It was bad. Oh my gosh. That was the first day I almost quit.
Oh my gosh.
And had I been cornered by the mice like she was, that would have been the day that I actually quit.
Man.
And it was embarrassing, y'all, because we like working and we just see it run across the floor and it's like, what the heck?
Oh my gosh.
And you try not to make a point to point it out because you don't want free customers out and everybody, oh my God.
Yes, because you never know what kind of response
you just never know. See, you get. Oh, no. We didn't have it that bad. I mean, we had it bad, but we didn't have it this bad.
Yeah.
There was another store in our district that had a mice infestation. It was so bad that the state came in and said, y'all clean it up or we shutting you down.
Oh.
And at this time, I'm a store manager. So guess what? All the store managers had to go and clean this place.
Man, no. No. Y'all made that mess.
I was like, well, why we ain't other people's business?
Yeah, for real.
This y'all situation. What we doing over here?
These aren't our mice.
Yeah. When I had my mice infestation over at the other store, dang, so y'all come down.
Nobody came to help me.
Nobody came to help us.
Nobody came to help her out of the shopping cart.
Nobody come cut that off that shelf like I did.
Oh,
it was horrible. I wanted to literally burn my clothes when I got out of
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I've had to
I literally like dropped like everything at the front. I washed that stuff by itself. It was horrible, y'all. Mm-hmm. It was bad. It was worse than what we had it at the other store. And I was like,
man, I couldn't. Rough.
And they working this.
Rough, man.
And all that, you know, feces and stuff like that, man, that ain't healthy.
That'll make you sick.
Yeah, I'm like.
Breathing it in can make you sick for like, long man, periods of time like that. That's rough.
This is crazy.
Nowhere I've worked has been like that. Now, I've heard stories of other stores like around our area, like, yeah, they have rats the size of gopher rats and this and that. And it's like, but do they? I don't know. I didn't work there. I never saw anything like that when I worked at Walmart. And I worked now in the bakery.
Just had birds trapped in the
now
dwarf.
in the bakery, the one that I worked at, the bakery behind the scenes, the bakery, which even in front, it's right by the produce, like they're touching. So especially in the back, you go in back here and there's freezers and stuff, and then through the doors is where all the produce is, where they're sorting it and doing all that stuff. So I was the donut lady. And you would have to, I didn't understand until I saw it, because I'm like, why do we have to do this every day? Because you would come in, your machine would be together and clean. You would get the glaze running. You'd be putting the donuts through the glazer and doing all this boxing and everything you had to do. But you had to, as soon as it was done, you had to immediately disassemble that entire machine and wash it.
Right.
Like you had to take it over to the thing. You had to wash by hand all the glaze off of every part.
It's because of ants.
Fruit flies. Yes, because if you left any glaze in the floor or on a machine or anything, the fruit flies would multiply so fast. Then they would be all in there. And, you know, they got cakes, they got donuts, they got all this stuff. So you had to hurry.
What about honeybees?
Nope, never had that.
Would you like to hear the story?
Yes, do tell. It sounds interesting.
Also, at another friend's. I mean, I'm
Winnie the Pooh me. And we wonder why they're all closed. They clearly have issues.
So, the one that had the mouse infestation that I worked at, one day.
The really bad mouse infestation?
No, your store? Yeah, the store I worked at. Okay. Not the one that we had to go to. That was the first and last time I had to go in there. Ugh. Thank God. But I'm working in the front. Store manager, he's in the back in the stock room. He calls to the front, or he calls over the intercom for me to come to the back. Okay. He said, we got a little bit of a problem.
And you're like, this is not how I want to start my day.
What do you mean? We got bees. This is in a old Walmart. So the stock room was in two sections. One section was just same height. The ceiling was same height as the rest of the store. But the other section, which is where we would unload the truck, was two story. It had a little loft up there that we kept like racks and stuff like that up there. In the loft is just wood. The railings was wood. The post and everything there was wood. A whole post was full of bees.
So like two stories?
No. But just at the top, in the loft area. Gotcha. That whole thing was swarmed with honeybees.
Oh my gosh.
And we like, what in the world?
What do we do?
We not prepared for this.
No, we
this
didn't.
Is not in the manual.
This was not in
this
the
was not a part the of videos. What do we do? Who do we call?
Ghostbusters?
I don't think they handle bees. I don't think so.
It's like I'm picturing a guy in a white suit, but I don't know who that is.
Seen this on TV, I think, with a netting.
And like fog or something. Yeah. Like, who do we call?
So we call the store manager, and he's like, call somebody. You're like, he don't know.
Thanks for the help.
But I don't know how he got in touch with this guy, but a guy shows up. This is not a guy that's trained with bees as far as like going to school or has a company, and that's what he does is go in and extract bees and wasps and all these other insects and stuff like that that you don't want in your spaces. Mm-hmm. Nope. This is a dude that just has bees at his house and made honey. And all his bees had unfortunately died, just about. So his wife had bought him a bee suit. First time he ever put it on was at that store.
Pulling it out of the bag. And y'all were like, this is who we're trusting.
we had no other choice.
Jim Bob from down the road.
We had no other choice. We had no other choice. And why else are we going to get him out of here? And so we just closed off all the doors, said nobody come back here. The bathrooms were back there for the customers and stuff. We kind of had to keep that kind of closed off because we didn't want them to come out and
get attacked.
Get attacked or whatever. I learned a lot about bees that day because he was not only helpful, but he was educational.
So Jim Bob had a PBS moment with y'all.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Nice.
So he's up on this ladder and he's cutting with this cutting tool or saw that he bought at the local hardware store. This is not no professional equipment by no means, because he's up here on cinder blocks trying to cut in there and ying, 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 all trying to cut a groove in there so he can get a piece out so he could get the you know, the bees out. And he finally makes an opening inside of it, and he's got a box with the basically a shop vac attached to it.
Yeah.
And he's got this shop vac up here and it's going into that box, but he's trying to find the queen.
Yeah.
Because he said, if I get the queen, the other ones will follow.
Yeah.
And so he finds the queen and it's on a cone, and he gets a little piece of it. He said, because I got to get a piece of this cone too, because it'll help get it in there. So he gets a piece of the cone with the bee, with the queen on it. He puts it in the box and they swarming down. And now we standing outside on the docks and there's bees everywhere. And I'm like,
This is how I die.
I'm pretty sure I'm about to get stung. He's like, no, they're not aggressive. He said, just don't swing or nothing at them. They're fine. Sure enough, I just tried to be as calm as possible, even though I was shitting bricks. And I stood there, and there's bees around me. I'm like, ooh, that almost landed on me. And he got it out, and he's pulling out cones of he had like a bucket, like a mop bucket of just honey and cones. And we sitting out there on the back dock like two country people. And all we was missing was some biscuits because we was about to eat honey. I was like, man, that honey good. This is some good honey.
Best thing right I ever had.
That best honey I ever had. Ain't no honey on the shelf that tastes like this. So yeah, he was up there, and so he even took a picture of the of their hive, you know, because cinder blocks have holes in them.
Yeah.
That hive was so far up that he couldn't even tell you how far it went up. And then going left to right, they was filled. So there was no telling how many bees were in there. He just got what he saw it could reach. But if he probably tore that whole wall out, there's probably no telling how many bees and comb that he would have gotten out of that wall. Because, like I said, he couldn't get it all.
Yeah.
But he got what he could. And we was like, well, what about the bees
that are left?
That's left. He said they'll eventually leave because the queen is gone. And he said any ones that are left, he said wasps will eat them. Hold up. Back that up.
Okay,
Say that again?
Never heard that.
Because I've seen a wasp and I've seen a bee. They are the same freaking size to my eyes.
Or
maybe a little bit smaller than the other. But ain't no way this wasp is beating this honeybee. Ain't no way. He said no. They eat them. They tear them in half and basically eat them.
Wow.
I said, you are kidding me.
Wow.
I was like,
this is like Animal Kingdom.
It was very informative. I was like, I'm just interested in bees.
This has been a good day.
This ain't as bad as I thought it would.
Eating honey on the dock.
Yeah, I'm eating honey on the dock. We back to eating, got it going down on just eating.
Learn
honey.
About the life cycle of bees.
It's like the heaven gonna be all right. Yeah. Milk and honey? Yeah. I'm gonna have to work on the milk part, but the honey part, we good with.
Yeah. We're down. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. Interesting. Interesting life.
The more you know.
I don't have a lot of life experiences, but I got a bunch of retail and work experiences and stories. Man, that's crazy.
Man, you're wow. Yeah, I didn't have all that happen. I've had weird stuff, but it's stuff that like sticks with you for the day.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's kind of like, eh, yeah, it's whatever. But yeah, working at a call center, there was some entertainment.
I like messing with them people too that call from the call center. Oh, you know I do.
You enjoy.
Oh,
yes.
I have time.
You like telemarketers. There's a difference.
It didn't matter. But they work in the same environment. Yeah. I know they're different, but they work in the same environment. I hate when it's recording. There ain't no fun.
There's no fun. A lot of recordings now.
Yeah. I like to talk to the live person. Oh, that's the person I want to speak to.
Yeah.
Hello, this is John. Hey, John. How you doing? Yeah. I'm going to talk to John. Hold on. We'll get to that in a minute. Why is you working on Labor Day, John?
Yeah.
Well, this is it. I told you, we get to that. Hold on one second. Wait a minute. It's Labor Day, man. You supposed to be with your family. Why is you calling me? You supposed to be, man. If I with y'all, what y'all need to do? Just get up and walk out of there. This Labor Day, y'all, everybody off. Why is y'all at work calling people?
Go home,
don't do
John.
That, but we did it. I got, okay, John, I get it. I know you got something to tell me. I get it. But listen to me. Walk out of there. Why are you on the phone with me, John? It's Labor Day. You need to be with your family barbecuing and just having a good old time. But you at work and you calling me? Come on, John. Get off this phone, man, and go out there with your family.
He's so frustrated. I've been there for that conversation. It was great. I was cracking up. And he's like, but ma'am. And you're like, John.
No, man. Hold up. Because they call and they be like, we got to talk about your credit card process and fees and stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh. At work, all day, every day.
They've been charging you too much. Okay, well, just go ahead and take care of it. Well, we don't do that. Look, I'm your customer. If something is wrong with my bill,
fix it.
Write me a letter. Send a bill. Yeah. Say, hey, we corrected it. And that's all you got to do. What you need me for?
Yeah.
Just take care of it.
They're like, we need your information. No, you got it.
You got it. You call me.
Yeah.
You got it.
They get so frustrated. Yeah,
take care of it. They done hung up on me so many times. I don't care. It's funny to me.
They don't even call much anymore.
No, they don't. They don't.
I think you got a hold of them.
We
got
the credit card processing all the time. Because it was like, you know, you're getting charged too much. And this, I was like, now some days I don't because it's like, it's a lot going on.
So
I don't
ain't have time with it.
On another day, when I got a little more time, I'll talk to you. Yeah. So if you are one of those people that's called, it was me.
It was definitely her. I can't be
mean
to
people. And I'm messing with you, okay?
I can't. Because I was in a call center for 2 or 3 years of my life, I can't mess with people.
I mean, it's better than being rude and...
It definitely is.
And hanging up on it. I'm just making it... You are... Instead of me getting stressed about it or being upset about it,
it's
gonna
be a joke.
I'm going to make some fun out of it.
Yeah.
You're going to be more frustrated than me.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you may be able to tell this on your podcast.
Yeah.
About how this crazy girl kept telling me to walk out on Labor Day.
when I call the call centers, if I can tell you're trying, I mean, I will be as patient as I'll get out with you. And I've had people be like, I'm sorry, this is taking so long. And, you know, like they're being nice and they're used to being yelled at. And I'm like, it's fine. I understand. Yeah. And I'll be like, I used to work in a call center. And they're like, oh, I knew something was going on because nobody's that patient. And I'm like,
let me tell you this.
Look, I've been there.
Let me tell you this story and then we got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Mama.
Oh, no. Are we talking about Popeyes?
That's a story for another day. Popeyes is a story for another day. I'll tell y'all.
Glory.
If y'all want to hear the Popeyes story,
let us know.
Write it in the comments that you want to hear the Popeye story.
Of her mama.
Of my mama. I love my mama. I do.
I love your mama,
but
too.
I try not to go places with her too much because I be wanting to just shrink down in my seat.
No shame. No shame whatsoever.
Because her patience level, you know, they say patience is a virtue.
Yes.
She ain't got it.
No. None.
When they was giving other things, they gave love and help. Patience. No, we don't need that.
We need room for something else.
Yeah, no, she need room for something else. You know, sewing or something. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, so what is this story about?
So we're talking about calls and stuff like that. So she gonna kill me when she find out that I'm telling us business. But it was something going on with the dryer. It was not heating properly. The clothes, you put them in there, and they weren't getting dry. So we had got it from Sears. because I worked at Sears, you know, but she had been dealing with Sears well before I was around. You know, it's been around. It was around a long time. Kenmore and all that. So she calls. She had a warranty on it. So she called the warranty and they was like, they always going to troubleshoot you before they send somebody out. Because if you don't have to send nobody out, you get your things done and fixed and back on your way.
You don't have to wait a week and a half.
We don't have to wait a week and a half to get somebody out there. We don't have to waste the payroll to send somebody out there if it's something to get fixed. So when you call DirecTV and they tell you unplug for 15 seconds,
just
plug
unplug
it back
it,
in.
Just
unplug
fixes
it for 15
it.
Seconds and plug it back in.
It's funny.
Don't be making it difficult for me, people.
I worked for DirecTV. Unplug the dadgum box.
Make sure the power on. Check all the cables. Make sure the batteries roll. If you've been using them same battery, just take them out, roll them in your hand, put them back in. Yeah. It works, people. Okay. Yeah. Put them in the freezer for 1 hour, put them back in.
And we know when you don't unplug it.
There
we
you
know.
Go. See what I'm saying?
We know the way it works. You didn't unplug that box. It's unplugged. All right. Well, tell me what's on the screen. And then it's like, you did not unplug that box. All right, go ahead.
So the woman says, well, it may be something in the dry line that is preventing it from heating properly.
Yeah, like the vent is, line is blocked.
Right. So the woman tells my mama, go outside to where it comes out and check it and see if there may be a bird nest or something in there. She said, ain't no bird nest in that. Ain't no, they ain't never heard of nothing like that. Ain't no bird nest on that. She hung up the phone. I said, what in the world is going on here, woman? She said, this thing ain't heating, right? And then I called her and she told me out, check the line and see if there's a bird nest in that. I ain't never heard of nothing but that. I said, calm down. I said, she just trying to help you.
It has clearly happened before.
She only trying to help you because if they can get it fixed over the phone, that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You want that too. You don't want to have to wait 2 weeks to get your clothes dry.
Yeah.
I said, let me call them back. I called them back. I said, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. We got disconnected.
Yeah.
You were talking to my mom and you was, yes, I was telling her to go outside and see if there's a bird nest in the line because sometimes that does happen and the air can't flow in and out like it's supposed to and it won't heat. My dad goes outside. Checks the exhaust, and y'all want to know what they found? A bird nest. A big bird nest. Fixed the problem. I'm saying, well, I ain't never heard nothing like that. I said, woman, you are ridiculous. You got your blood pressure up when all you had to do.
Do what the woman said. Clearly, it's happened before.
Oh, she was hot. Oh, she was hot. Gosh. She said, that don't make no sense. I ain't never heard nothing like that.
And you're like, mama's a dryer working this. She's like, I ain't going to talk about it. Oh my gosh, ain't none of your business.
Man, my mama is a pistol. My family always laughs and joke because I always do an impression of my mama. I'm not gonna do it right now. And they be rolling because I do it so well. It's like, well, I have 36 years of experience with this woman. Uh-huh. I mean, we shared bodies at one time. So I know how she is.
I can't be telling stories about my mama.
You got to say for this episode, we got to go.
I'll have to get permission from Marianne for her stories.
I ain't get permission. I just had to deal with it. She had to deal with it. It's okay. It's all in fun.
Does your mama watch this?
She might.
We don't know. My mama definitely watches, so I got to be careful what I say about her.
She watched one episode. I don't know if she gonna watch it anymore. You know, she particularly, you know, she is a Days of Our Lives. She's so mad about Days of Our Lives going to Peacock.
Oh, I bet.
They'd have moved it to a whole other network. It's like, mom, they trying to get people to the apps.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince wasn't doing it, so they got to have something else. They move all y'all to Days of Our Lives. All you diehards.
Yeah.
they get y'all in there.
So next week, we are going to have someone on with us.
A special guest. We're not going to tell you who it is.
Are we not?
Are we not?
Maybe we should.
Should we?
Yeah.
Maybe they want to watch it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming. It's actually, I don't know how much joking we'll do because we'll have to wait until we meet him.
First interview that like this.
Yeah.
I've interviewed people for jobs, but never like this.
Yeah.
So this should be interesting.
I talked to him on the phone about some ins and outs and he seems pretty cool. Scott Burns will be with us from 7 Days for the Troops, I believe is what the name of it is.
I think that's right.
And they raise money for veterans, and we love our veterans. A lot of our friends are veterans. Our family members are veterans, and we think it's a good cause. And he asked if he could come on through Cody, the fire guy from last week. he's like, hey, you think they'd want to have me on? And we're like, cool. Yeah, we're in. Yeah. So he's going to be on here next week. He's going to be in studio. We'll have to figure that out. That'll be fun.
That's going to be cool. I'm excited about it.
I'm really excited
about it. And nervous a little bit, too.
Yeah. But he seems really cool.
I appreciate everybody that's been reaching out. Everybody from Sierra and to him reaching out. You know, this thing is
taking
full steam ahead.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
It's pretty cool how fast it's grown. Yeah. And we really appreciate all of y'all.
Yeah, we thank y'all a bunch.
Yes.
We love y'all. It's been fun. I hope you got some laughs. If you have any cool retail stories or crazy retail stories,
leave them. We want to see them.
Leave them in the comments. I want to
read them.
I want to know if my stories are crazier than yours. Or do you have one that could up me?
And we will be posting pictures of Sierra's treats and her information.
And I have pictures of the honey, the applications I've talked about, the glass running through the front.
Yeah.
I have evidence
of all of this.
Of not all the stories, but the majority of the stories. And all the other stories, I got witnesses.
Yeah, so. They'll probably be commenting.
Yeah, y'all can comment too. I love to hear from y'all. So we appreciate y'all again.
Love
you. Hope to see you next week. Love y'all.
Holla y'all. We'll get it right one day.